There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. It's the final hour on this Tuesday. Morale is high. You know what I did? I gave back to the community. I went out and got a hot dog machine. If you walk into a convenience store, 7-Eleven, they have those hot dog machines. I said, you know what? The backroom guys deserve a rotisserie hot dog machine. And I didn't stop there. I also got a snow cone machine.
Get out of here.
Although somebody sent the snow cone machine in. I didn't have to pony up for that. Now these guys are asking for some other things back there. They want a popcorn-making machine. That's not going to happen. But we do have the hot dog machine, and everybody, I think, has sampled. How many of us have had hot dogs today or a sausage? Seton might have had the first one right off the grill.
I had a hot dog.
Yeah. Marvin, you didn't yet?
No, my order's in, though.
Okay. Yeah, Picture Day Ray is back there. Everybody is back in the back with the big German and Dylan. And it is literally the hot spot. You walk down the hall and you smell sausages and hot dogs. What a great smell. We should have candles that have that smell, that sausage.
Lilac sausage.
Honey, I'm home. Where have you been? You smell like sausage.
Yeah, those dudes are going to stink like hot dogs all day now.
Oh, I know. I know. Yes, Paul.
How's that different? Those are capital improvements going on back there.
Yes.
This is raising our value.
Yes. This is raising morale.
Big for morale.
Is what it is.
Just saw them opening the box yesterday. It was like 30-year-olds on Christmas.
They were so excited when that box, the equipment came in, and they couldn't. I said, hey, how about we set it up tomorrow morning? And they're like, tomorrow morning? We're going to do it today. So they had it set up yesterday afternoon, and now we have hot dogs that are grilling during the show. Don't even need the Traegers for that. That's just for Meat Friday. All right, final hour coming up. Big Shot Bob, Robert Ori-Ori-O, he will join us. He covers the Lakers and get his thoughts on the season opener. In case you're wondering, the Lakers are 5-point underdogs tonight against the Nuggets. Suns getting one against the Warriors. Odds to win the MVP, the Joker, and then it's Luka, Giannis, Joel Embiid, and Jason Tatum. I also have some over-unders here. Over-under win totals. What do you think the over-under for the Lakers will be this year? Marvin, you're plugged in. You're an NBA fan. I'll start with you.
I'm going to say 52.5.
All right. Paulie.
48.5.
Todd.
50.5.
Seton O'Connor.
55.5.
47.5. Only was close, yes. 47.5. The like Warriors
45.5
over under is also 47.5. The Nuggets over under regular season. Todd.
57 and a half.
Seton O'Connor.
I did make that sound.
You did.
I'm going to say.
Speech impediment humor. It's good.
Chrissy, say Memphis Grizzlies.
Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah. Nice.
You know, being extra careful.
Yeah, he dominated.
I'm going to say 53.
53?
And one half.
Okay. Marvin?
50 and a half.
Paulie?
51 and a half.
52 and a half for the Nuggets. Over under. NBA kicking off tonight. So we'll talk to Robert Horry joining us coming up. What, Marvin?
Who's your team this year?
Who?
You always have a good rando, but.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't even thought of it.
You loved the Cavs last year, wasn't
it? I did love the Cavs. I might be leaning in to the Pelicans. Might be. Might be leaning in. But yeah, last year, you know, I fall in love each year.
Your Pelicans were 42-40 yesterday, yeah. Last year.
Yeah. Do love the Cavs. I did love the whole makeup of that team. Thought they were going to be a playoff
team. You've been flirting with the Timberwolves, haven't you?
No.
I thought you, Anthony Edwards?
No, I love Anthony Edwards. I don't like Rudy Gobert. Oh. Carl Anthony Towns, okay. But I do. Anthony Edwards is 22 years of age. He will have, remember last year I loved Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. I thought he was going to have that breakout year, be an MVP candidate. And Anthony Edwards will be that player this year, I think. Yes, Marvin.
Quit disrespecting Cat. He changed the game. Remember that?
He did tell us Carl Anthony Towns changed the game.
Only he thinks that. But
was it like he had the remote and he changed the game? Like he went from one game to another? That's how he changed. You see what I did with that?
Yeah.
Like
a remote? I was wondering if it was a board game or a video game, but I think he's talking about the NBA.
Yeah, so. Okay. Thank you, John. Okay. All right. 877-3DP Show. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. You can order Tailgate Moonshine right now. All you have to do is go to danpatrick.com, and you'll see that you just press a button. You'll be able to order the pumpkin spiced maple moonshine. Now, if you go to a college football game or an NFL game, and let's say you want to start your morning off with some coffee and just a little bit of that pumpkin spice maple moonshine. Who has it better than we do? Nobody. All right, say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you, our streaming partner tonight. Diamondbacks, Phillies, Game 7, Lakers, Nuggets, Suns, and the Warriors. Rangers roll the Astros. They're on to the World Series. Dusty Baker, it looks like, will retire, step down as the manager of the Astros. That hatred of the Astros sentiment is still out there on social media. It's like, the Rangers win. Good. Get rid of the Astros. As long as Altuve is there, now Bregman as well, but more so, it's Altuve. That's it. Once he's retired, then I don't think anybody is going to really hold this against the Astros. I mean, you can't hold it against Dusty Baker either, but it feels like Bregman and Altuve. Diamondbacks forced the game 7 in Philadelphia. Who would have thought? After the first two games, it was, can the Diamondbacks win a game? And I cautioned you because I said, you know, just because you win those two games, it all changes if Arizona wins a game or wins another game or wins another game. And here we are with Game 7 coming up tonight. Kirk D. Cousins threw for 378, two touchdowns. Vikings hold off the 49ers. And I was wondering, you have more praise for the Vikings or concern for the 49ers. 49ers have the Bengals coming up. Two losses in a row, okay. Three losses in a row, now we have an issue here. And Brock Purdy did not look good. Brock Purdy looked like Mr. Irrelevant last night. And Kirk D. Cousins looked really good. And, you know, you didn't have two of your weapons. You didn't have your left tackle and you didn't have Deebo Samuel. You didn't have Trent Williams. Okay. Kirk Cousins didn't have the best receiver in the game and Justin Jefferson. So let's, you know, they cancel each other out. It's just Minnesota put pressure on Purdy. Nobody put pressure on Kirk Cousins. He threw 45 passes and wasn't sacked. That's a big win for the Vikings. Now, this is what's going to happen today. Guaranteed. Because standalone game overreaction. Oh, no. You know what? The Vikings, I'm looking at their schedule here. I got Green Bay, Atlanta, the Saints, Denver, Bears, Raiders, then a bye. They could win all of those games. They could. They could lose all those games, too. They could have lost last night. Purdy had two drives through two interceptions. Didn't look good. At Green Bay, at Atlanta. All right. They going to win both of those? Host the Saints at Denver? Host the Bears at the Raiders? Bye week? Maybe they're, you know, 8-win team. Maybe. Nine wins, if all goes well, might get you in. Yes, Marvin.
But Kirk Cousins seems like one of those guys where you're not shocked either way about what happens. Mm-hmm. So if they go 1-7, you won't be shocked. If they go 7-1, you won't be shocked either.
Well, I might be a little bit shocked if they go 7.
Well, the regular season, I'm all right because it's not the postseason. They had a great regular season last year, and we still didn't believe in them. They were good all last year, and all five of us were like, they're okay.
They were great in one-score games. And the defense played great. By the way, in one-score games, I think they were, before last night, 0-4, and then they got the win last night. Here is Kyle Shanahan, the Niners head coach, on the loss.
And we flat out got beat, and I think right now you got to take it like a man, and we got a game here, and you know, I think tomorrow when we wake up, it'll be 5 days from now. We got a team coming off a bye week who's been waiting for this for a little bit, and we can't sit here and worry about what's happened before this. We got to make sure that we do everything from now all the way till Sunday when that game's over to find a way to beat the Bengals.
Yeah, that's a big game. A big game after a loss on a Monday night, so it's a shorter week coming back home to prepare for the Bengals. Yes, Paul?
Kyle Shanahan's a big inhaler. He breathes very intently.
Let me try that again. Let's hear it again, Kyle Shanahan.
And we flat out got beat, and I think right now you got to take it like a man, and we got a game here, and you know, I think tomorrow when we wake up, it'll be 5 days from now. We got a team coming off a bye week who's been waiting for this for a little bit, and we can't sit here and worry about what's happened before this. We got to make sure that we do everything from now all the way till Sunday when that game's over to find a way to beat the Bengals.
Mix in some punctuation.
Luke, we have to beat the Bengals.
He kind of has that same like cadence to the way he was speaking there as Ralphie in A Christmas Story. When he landed his bicycle, and then it broke a glass, and it fell off the thing, and then he's got the thing when he took. Not quite the same tone, but the cadence was sort of like, and then we gotta try and win, and we gotta play better so that then we can make it to the playoffs. And
yes, Todd.
Could be mild asthma where he just needs an inhaler or something.
It's possible he was having an asthma attack.
The Primatine mist. I don't know.
Thank you, Todd. Kevin in Connecticut starts us off this hour, and then we'll see what poll question Seton's going with. Hi, Kevin. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. First, stuck at Josh McDaniel. So I'm a huge, huge, huge proud dad here. My son plays tuba for the Crappensburg State Marching Band. I would like to give you a sample of their fight song, if you're cool with that.
Sure.
All right. So it's... When you're going for the score and your pants you fill a s'more, Crappensburg, Crappensburg. When your kicker's name is Koo, but you gotta go number two, Crappensburg, Crappensburg.
Thank you, Kevin.
Those are classic.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not familiar with the Crappensburg State alma mater.
You don't remember those jokes? The when you're walking down the hall and you hear something fall. Diarrhea.
No.
It was a big 80s.
Oh, it was. Yeah. Yeah. I was in no shape to remember the 80s during the 80s. Mm. Kevin in Utah. Hi, Kevin. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. 5'6 and a skinny fat 160. I've got a conundrum on my hands, somewhat similar to Matt in Portland.
Okay.
And I need your advice.
All right.
So I'm a big Utah Utes fan. And we had a big win this weekend over USC, one of the best weekends ever. And this Saturday, I have a trip planned with my girlfriend. We're going to Mexico City, the Día de los Muertos celebrations down there. Well, Sunday, College Game Day announces that they're coming to Salt Lake. Mm-hmm. And she said that I could rebook my flight to leave on Sunday, and she would still go down on Saturday. What do I do?
All right, let's go around the room. Should Kevin stay to see College Game Day, or should he fly out with his girlfriend and be hand-in-hand with her as they go to Mexico? Todd?
I'm going to say that's a pretty cool experience. He should stay and experience College Game Day, and then he'll catch up with his girlfriend when he gets back the next day.
All right. Seton O'Connor, what should Kevin do?
really all depends on how long he plans on staying with his girlfriend.
Kevin, do you love her?
Yes, very okay. much.
Do you plan on getting married?
Yes.
Okay. Marvin?
Well, College game day will be there next year, pal.
It probably won't, but you know what? I said go to college game day. He said girlfriend, not wife.
Okay. Paulie?
This is the perfect opportunity to lay down your priorities as a man, and you go to college game day. Now, what if she still sticks with you after that? That's her decision, but she'll know that occasionally I'm going to go to the sporting events that are once-in-a-lifetime-ish.
Okay, here's your answer. You let her go, you stay, you create a sign that says, I chose college game day over my girlfriend. And then you pay tribute to that. You know, Pat McAfee will see the sign and he'll be like, hey, come here, hey, come here. I'm going to bring you up. I want you to kick for $30,000. Yeah, Seton.
Just remember, Kevin, when you stay for college game day next year when you're single, you can go to as many as you want, pal. And you can put up all the signs you want to.
That's a bonus.
Kevin, I would say make a sign for your girlfriend, and I would stay and experience college game day.
Okay. Thanks, Dan. I appreciate it.
Boy, can imagine this conversation. What are you going to do? I'm staying. Dan Patrick said to stay.
No, but look, I made this sign for you. Yeah. See, it says...
Yeah. Yeah,
Kelsey, I love you.
I chose McAfee over my girlfriend. Yes, yes, Marv.
I love how we gave advice that we wouldn't take ourselves.
I might.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just dating.
But he said he was planning on marrying her.
Yeah. I mean, Paulie said you got to establish the guidelines here.
I like that Paul went like, "Yeah, this is when you lay down your laws as a man."
That's what I wish I would have done
here.
No, oh, you'd be surprised.
Here. This is where you lay down your laws as a man. To say, "Look, I go when I want." All of a sudden, he turned into Barry in Santa Fe. I go where I want, when I want, with who I want.
Well, let me tell you, the reason it took me so long to get married because I had a little Barry in Santa Fe in me in my early 30s.
Andy in Portland. Hey, Andy, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Good morning. How are you?
Good, Andy. I got a bad connection there, Andy. Dennis in Long Beach. Then we'll take a break. Robert Ori will join us. Good morning, Dennis. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, guys. Hey, we were traveling through Italy, and I was catching your song on the show on the podcast every day, actually the next day. Real quick, if you could play Marvin's bumper songs on the podcast, because you didn't talk about them, we don't know what songs you're talking about. But... the stat jingles get in your head as earworms. And one night we were at dinner and they had the pesce di giorno. And one of the traveling kids was like, what's the fish? He goes, that's the fish of the day. Fish of the day. That's your what? Fish of the day. So that was through the whole trip. But stat of the day for you. The Phillies started playing in 1883. They've had 139 seasons. This is the first Game 7 in the history of the Philadelphia Phillies.
Ah.
Stat of the day, nice. Stat of the
bop,
day,
bop.
Bop. Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Bop. Stat of the day, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Yeah, on the podcast, we can't use songs. We can use them on the show. And I'm trying to get that changed, but that's a little bit higher up on the pay grade to be able to get those songs used. And I'm not sure why we can't use songs on a podcast, Seton.
I think because it would cost somewhere in the neighborhood of $11 billion.
Okay.
That's a good reason.
All right.
Can we sing them? Can we just cover the songs with our voices?
Give or take.
I don't think we can even do a cover song. I don't think so.
I mean, unless... you have said $11 billion.
$11 billion.
What if we blow into a kazoo and it kind of sounds like the song a little bit?
I'll take that under advisement. Thank you, Todd. Robert Ori set to join us coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Big shout out to our friends at Panini America. Got my sweatshirt on today. You know who else has a Panini sweatshirt on today? Tyler and Picture Day Ray. I was like, what's the deal, guys? And then they were like, we didn't know you were going to wear it. I said, all right, yes.
So you're like Panini3 then.
Check out the NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. One-of-a-kind digital cards, brand new crafting features, Available in packs or Panini's public auctions on the site. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, PaniniAmerica.net. And Panini Direct app. Find the most popular NFL and NBA trading card brands, Panini Instant Cards, celebrating that week's biggest collectible moments. Panini also turning up the heat, signing some of the biggest names to one-of-a-kind NIL deals, including Arch Manning. Is Arch Manning going to play this weekend with Quinn Ewers out? Panini has you covered. Visit PaniniAmerica.net, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get to more phone calls coming up. Once again, two games tonight in the NBA. Lakers at the Nuggets. Lakers getting 5. Suns getting 1 against the Warriors, Golden State. And it looks like Bradley Beal will not be playing in that debut. We have to wait till tomorrow night for Victor Wembanyama playing against the Mavs. The Joker is the favorite to win the MVP, followed by Luka, then Giannis, Joel Embiid, and Jason Tatum. Our good buddy, Robert Horry, Lakers Spectrum Sports commentator, 7-time NBA champ. He's known as Big Shot Bob, and he joins us courtesy of Bet Online. You can check out Bet Online for updated NBA title, conference, division, and awards, etc. Updated win totals and player stats. Robert, good to talk to you again. When's the last time you shot a jumper?
Yesterday.
How's it looking? Yes.
It's still looking good. Don't ask me to go up and down the court, though. Shooting standing still is simple, but going up and down the court is a different thing.
All right. If I said Steph Curry, greatest shooter of all time, the second greatest shooter of all time is?
Probably Clay.
I think
Clay. Yes, I think Clay is, you know, Steph might be 100 and Clay is like 99.9. I don't think people realize how great of a shooter Clay Thompson is.
Okay. I didn't know they were that close, though. One is, catch and shoot, where Steph can create his shot.
Yeah, you know, for me, it's just being a pure shooter. We're not talking about, going off the dribble. I'm just standing there and shooting. I think Clay is one of the best shooters ever. You know, you ask me tomorrow, I'll say me.
I'm surprised you didn't say that you, okay, game on the line. Game on the line.
Game on the line, I'm coming to me, man. Yeah. No question about that.
I think a lot of people would agree. I don't know if you've seen Victor Wembanyama play in person, but I'm curious how Greg Popovich will use him in his rookie year.
I think Greg is going to let him do whatever he wants to do, because I'm not even just looking at his play. His ability to see the game and think the game is like a 10-year vet. And that's what has impressed me the most. You know, his size, of course, he can put it on the floor. He can dunk from anywhere. But his ability to think the game and anticipate things is on a whole nother level.
Yeah, I'm wondering, he's already gone through this with the Admiral, and he went through this with Tim Duncan. And I'm wondering if he brings him along slowly. I don't know if the Spurs are a playoff team, but, you know, do you just ease him in? Do you have a minutes restriction on him, or you just let him go full speed ahead?
I think you just throw him in the deep end and let what happens, because that's the best way to learn. You think about all the greats who played this game. They started out rookies playing almost 70 games a season. They learn by fire, and I think that's best for him. I know everybody thinks Pop is the one that started this thing of resting players, but this guy is young. I know he played a lot of minutes overseas, but, hey, he can play. You know, make sure he tells the trainer staff and Pop how his body's feeling so he doesn't get injured, because, you know, as rookies, we think we can play all 82, but sometimes the body says no, no, no.
But also, I'm watching – he's going to lead the league in block shots. He's
no doubt.
He can be a rim protector, and he can also protect the 3-point line by taking one step. Is there what's it like to play against somebody who's that tall?
Man, I remember playing against Manute Bol and Mark Eaton. Those guys are just, you know, tall. And what you have to do is just go to the other side of the floor and hope whoever's on that side of the floor can knock down shots. Or you screen them, push them under the basket, do little things to try to negate their length and get them out of the way. Because, you know, there's one thing we always say, you can't teach size. And his size is above and beyond anybody's eyes ever seen that's that athletic.
Who has the most pressure player-wise on them this year?
I think, you know, on the low is Jokic, because if you think every year they think he should win the MVP, they're the defending champs. I think he's going to have the most pressure, but I think out of all the players, he's going to one that's going to be like, I don't really care about this pressure. I'm just going to go out and play. You know, I think him in a close second is probably Tatum, because, you know, Boston has been right there on the cusp of getting to the finals and winning the finals, that I think he's going to have a lot of pressure on him also.
Do you think that if Dame didn't go to Milwaukee, that Giannis would have signed that extension?
No. No, I don't think so. I think, you know, he, from listening to his conversations, he wants to win. And the thing that I love most about, he doesn't care where he is. He just wants to win. He's not trying to be friends with players in the NBA like a lot of these guys are from playing AAU ball and growing up. He just wants to go out and compete hard and bring home a championship.
Can Lillard be a second option?
I, you know what? It's, people always say second, first. I don't think it's a first or second option when it comes to that, too. I think whoever's hot that night, who has the better opportunity to score offensively, because it's all about matchups. And I think with those guys, whoever has the better matchup would take over that night.
Okay, but Kobe and Shaq, was that dependent on the matchup that they had?
That's a different beast. You're talking about Shaq here now. Shaq had the advantage each and every night, man. There's nobody out there who can stop Shaq. So I think with that, it's just Shaq had the advantage every night, and Kobe just played off him very well. You know, if you watch the way Kobe played with Shaq, it was totally different when he played with, you know, Powell and those type of guys. So I think Kobe was so smart that he could figure it out and adjust his game to whatever who was on the court with him.
What's it like to run into Shaq?
I didn't like running to him in practice at all. You know, he's such a big guy.
You didn't take a charge on Shaq ever, did you?
No, man, I'm smart. I got out of the way. You know, it's certain things, you know, you do not do as take a charge from Shaq, take a charge from mailman. It's certain guys you just get out of the way and just say, oh, coach, I missed that assignment.
What'd you think? Shaq had a comment about you being in the Hall of Fame. How about that tweet that he sent out?
You know, Rudy T, Shaq, Kobe, all these guys have said it before. And for me, I'm just going to, you know, sit back and let what be will be. because I'm not going to get in this debate because, you know, with all these people on Instagram, Twitter, whatever it may be, they want to comment and say, I don't. If I don't, I don't. If I do, I do. It's up to whoever the powers be. So I'm just going to sit back and wait. But thank you, Shaq. I love you. That's my brother.
Why don't you just take a picture of all your rings and put it and just put it out there on social media?
I've had so many people that want me to do the picture, like Bill and Mike, to do it. But I just, that's just not who I am.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to flaunt it out there. But every now and then when someone talks trash, I have it as my screensaver when I do when I do something like this.
But if you did it and you just said, look, if I don't make it to the Hall of Fame, I've been rewarded because I have these, and these are more important because of all the great teams I played on. Then you're not bragging. You're just letting people know, hey,
yes,
I had an unbelievable career. And, you know, if I don't make the Hall of Fame, I've got this, and this, you know, is more important.
When I did Special Forces, they asked me that question, how do I feel about not being in the Hall of Fame? I said, I can give you a line, like Alabama's Player of the Year, Alabama Academic Player of the Year, all SC, all defense. You know, if you, when you talk about Hall of Fame career, it's not just what you do in the NBA. It's the Basketball Hall of Fame. If it was about the NBA, we would have the NBA Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at what I've done from the start, high school until now, there's no question I should be in it. And there's a lot of guys that should be in it. And I'm not just talking about myself, because it's the Basketball Hall of Fame. It's what you've done over your career. And I think people forget that sometimes.
Why don't you have the jersey behind you hanging on the wall?
I haven't. Gary Carter, you know, I love Gary Carter. I love the Mets. I just haven't had a perfect place to put it. I want to put it in my game room. This is my office.
Yeah, but the last time I talked to you, you still had it on the floor, Robert.
I know, because it's not my game room. I hate to say this. My game room, I came home one day, and my wife had put all my jerseys, all my championship jerseys up. So it took up the Gary Carter space. What I had in mind to do, she didn't do it. She did what she wanted to do. So I just haven't taken that. I want to, you know.
I like that you have enough jerseys that there's no room for Gary Carter's jersey. That's what you take a picture of. These are my championship jerseys. We're talking to Robert Horry, the Lakers Spectrum sports analyst, and he joins us on behalf of Bet Online. What do you want to tell us about Bet Online?
I think Bet Online is the ultimate place to go to do all your betting. You know, there's so many other people out there, but I think Bet Online gives you the best odds. They give you good payouts. And plus, I've been dealing with Bet Online like years and years and years. So I trust them, and you need to check them out. And plus, they give you great odds. You think about Boston Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks, they have 4-1 odds to win the championship. But the one I like best, and I think the one everybody should bet on, is Jokic winning the MVP. That's 9-2. And I think he's going to win the MVP, because I think, you know, I hate to say this, because I want my Lakers to win. I think they're the team to beat, and they have the greatest chance to win the championship.
Is James Harden worth trading for if you're the Clippers?
I think if I'm a GM and an owner, I want to have a meeting with James and see where his head is. I say, listen, this is, we're going to try to make this your last stop. We ain't doing all this back and forth with negotiating, and we're going to have a clause in here. If you act up, we get to negate your contract or whatever it may be and go on a different route. But I think James still has a lot left. You know, you think about it, if you put him on a team, let's say like, you know, OKC. You know, OKC is a young team, but you got a vet, and he can really teach Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who I love, to how, you know, to score and be, you know, that guy who can get to the free throw line, get those extra buckets from the free throw line. I think he'd be great. Oh, I'd send him to New York. New York, you know, play alongside Jalen Brunson. There's a lot of places I think he can fit. But if I had my choice, I'd make him stay right where he is, because when you have a big like Embiid and him, a dynamic guard, they can do damage.
He was great during the regular season, Robert. And then all of a sudden he decided he wanted to be the old James Harden. If I get 21 and 11 from him, that is awesome. But
yes,
that's where I'd want to stay. But, you know, I guess he still wants to go to the Clippers. Help me understand the Lakers supporting cast, and where do you see them as far as the rankings in the West there?
I know a lot of, let's just say this, the West is tough. But it all, you know, let's be honest, it depends on AD's health and LeBron's health. You know, LeBron, 21 seasons, AD has a history of problems of getting injured. But I think if you overall, you look at Rui, you got AR, you got so many guys. And when Vando gets healthy, he's that type of person that can guard anybody, like a Ja, like a Murray. He can do that kind of length on him. So I think if you look at this roster and the additions they added with Prince, I think they got pretty much the same roster, but tweaked a little bit better. So, and plus, you know, the way Denver has been talking bad about them all season and using them as a, you know, a jukebox sort of playing off them, I think they have a lot of motivation this year to go out and try to win a chip.
How does Chris Paul work out with Golden State?
It makes them small, makes them fast. And but with Chris Paul, you know, he's such a great player. Talented, smart. He knows the game like the back of his hand. He's going to make that team better. They're going to be little. let's not forget that. They're going to be little. But, hey, Chris Paul can give you so much, you know, intensity. And we always talk about Draymond Green, his nastiness. Let's not forget, Chris Paul brings a little nasty to the game too. And I mean that in a good way, not in a bad way, in a good way.
Who tried to intimidate you?
Oh, my. Charles Barkley tried to intimidate me. Dennis Rodman tried to intimidate me.
But how did they try to intimidate you?
Well, this is one game. I remember we were running down the court, and Charles just elbows me right in the middle of the stomach, right in front of Dick Pavetta. And I look at Dick, and Dick just shrugs. And then I come back down, and I just, like, hit him in the back of his neck, say, hey, don't do that to me. You from Auburn, too? And I hate people from Auburn, so you know, messed up now. But, yeah, you know, but back in the day, guys would do that. They were that was that, you know, we always talk about that welcome to the NBA moment. Guys would test you to see where your heart was, see if you was going to come out and, you know, and step up to the plate and be that guy. Says, okay, you're going to hit me, I'm going to hit you back, and we're not going to, you know, go that route. So you don't do that anymore today. Guys are, like I said, they're more, you know, finesse type of guys instead of brutes.
Did you ever get punched?
No, never. I've never been punched. Never.
See, I thought Rodman was just a nuisance. I didn't think he was dirty. I thought he was a very, very smart player. But
he would do things like to push you. It wasn't dirty, like elbow. It was things to try to get you off your game and see if you were going to react. Because if you boxing, all of a sudden you hear, you know, pushing the back or pushing the side, it irritates you. So, but, you know, Rodman just, you know, he wanted to, this is what I want to say about Rodman. People don't understand about Rodman. If you go, you always talk about IQ, one of the smartest players ever to play this game. You think about it. He never missed a free throw when he needed to make one. And he always knew where the ball was going when it was shot. He can look at the trajectory of the ball and just run to a spot, and 9 times out of 10, it'll fall in his hand. He was such a smart player.
If you could be coached by one of your coaches your entire career, Phil, Rudy, Pop?
This is going to go on a separate side. I'm going to have to pick Rudy T. Because Rudy T ran plays from them. Other two never ran a play for me.
That's fair enough.
I want some plays for me. So I'm going Rudy T. And plus, he's the one to say I should be in the Hall of Fame. I got to go with Rudy T.
What's it like to go down the floor knowing that the play is not going to – they're not calling the play for you?
You know, it's hard at times, especially when you're dealing with guys who deserve the ball. You know, you think about the people I play with, Shaq, Kobe. You can't say, oh, I should get a play before those two guys. That's not true. And then you go with Tim, Manu, and Tony. Should you get a play before those three? No. But, you know, every now and then when you're hot, you'd be like, yo, man, you better give me the ball. I'm hot. But it's just one of the things. You love playing the game. You love the win. You know, you go out and you try to win championships. And that's what we play this game for, to be winners and not go out and try to make a lot of money like a lot of guys like to say. But I went out to try to win games, you know, put myself in an elite group of calling myself a champion.
Will you hang up the Gary Carter jersey
next time? All right, you're going to put me on. I'm going to hang it up. Yes. Actually, I'm going to hang it up in that spot for you, so when it hangs up, so you can actually see it.
Good to talk to you, Robert. Thank you. Have a great season.
Great talk to you, too. See you soon.
Robert Horry, Lakers Spectrum sports analyst. He joins us courtesy of Bet Online. Updated NBA title, conference, division awards, odds, all there. Always good to talk to him. He's fun. All right, we'll take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, and we'll try to accomplish that right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Doc Rivers, now working as an analyst for the Mothership, will join us tomorrow. 877-3DP Show. This day in sports history, that'll be coming up.
I'm looking forward to going on the show.
Oh, is that your Doc Rivers?
Thanks, Dan. I was worried you were going to forget about me if I'm not coaching anymore.
All right. Are you going to do your Doc Rivers impersonation of Doc Rivers tomorrow?
Why not?
Okay.
What's he going to do? Beat me up through the Zoom link?
Whoa.
Yeah, I said
hey,
it.
Hey, Tuffy.
If Shannon Sharp did knock me out in person Super Bowl week, I think I'll be okay.
You think you can take Doc Rivers?
I don't think so.
No, you can't take Doc Rivers.
We can take it outside. We can find out.
Yes, Marvin.
He looks like he's ready for a fight. He coached the 08 Celtics. He's got some pent-up anger.
Oh, yeah.
We can take it outside.
Seton, you do it, Doc Rivers, don't you?
I don't know, do I? I feel like I'm kind of just doing tots.
What if Doc Rivers joins us tomorrow and his voice sounds like this? It'd be like, hey, Dan, great to be on.
What happened to your voice?
The Golden State Warriors say that no other player will ever wear number 35 for the Warriors again. Kevin Durant, number 35. Nobody will wear number 35. And Durant believes his number 35 should be retired. This according to Sporting News. They sent out this tweet. Okay. Yeah, Paul.
Is there a minimum amount of years you should play for a franchise to get into said Ring of Honor / jersey retirement? Is it bigger than Ring of Honor? That's a step up.
Okay, the fewest number of years somebody has played and gotten their jersey retired.
Kevin Durant played 3 seasons for Golden State.
That's short. Yes, Marv.
But what did he do in those 3 seasons?
Okay, but do you retire his jersey?
Reggie Jackson, he didn't play very long in New York. But what did he do when he was in New York? LeBron played 4 years in Miami.
Well, but Miami doesn't have a long list of great players where they go, hey.
Oh, Ronnie Cycles, Steve, come on, relax.
Exactly. Golden State was good before Durant got there. It's not like they go, man, we got to get over the hump. Let's bring in Kevin Durant. Is Brooklyn going to retire it?
Just Oklahoma City and Oklahoma Golden State.
Oklahoma City's going to retire.
And what about the next team after the Suns? Are they going to retire it?
Yes, Todd.
I think the opposite. Every team should make sure they have a number 35 to represent how he bounced around from team to team.
Okay. Right. Man, on fire.
I like what Fritz is doing.
Yeah.
He hears that stuff. He's very sensitive.
So you're in favor of Durant's jersey being retired, Marvin?
Yeah, just the two finals MVPs in the three seasons.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't say he just wasn't there for a couple of first-round exits.
I know, but they were a great team before he got there.
You're not wrong.
I know. That means I'm right.
You're not wrong.
Yes, Paul.
You could make the case that Andre Iguodala is as important to that franchise. He had played twice as many years. I know the numbers are different, but importance to the franchise? I wonder what the fans would say.
They might be retiring his jersey.
I would retire his jersey.
Yeah.
Retire. Don't put him in. I didn't say Hall of Fame, but retire his jersey for sure.
He's like the Bernie Williams of the team.
Yeah. Okay. So KD's jersey is going to be. I don't care really about it. It's like.
It's made good for sports radio
conversation.
Don't Google it.
Nice callback.
Yeah. I mean, okay, that's fine. I hope KD's happy, you know, if they're going to retire his jersey. I hope he has a good day on Twitter.
Who's happier, Michael Jordan or Kevin Durant?
Oh, Kevin Durant.
I don't know.
I don't think Kevin Durant is an unhappy fella.
There's a lot that makes him unhappy.
Yeah, but like Twitter unhappy is different than real life unhappy.
Yeah, but his life is on Twitter.
Nah.
He's always on. And then he engages in, you know, with somebody.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, what?
Every once in a while, you need to tell somebody, by the way, I saw this and I think you're an idiot. Every once in a while, you just need to cleanse the palate and be like, hey, I saw this and here's what I think of you.
JP in Des Moines. Hi, JP. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP, how you doing today?
Good,
hey,
good.
My call is on behalf of my brother, Pete. He's complaining that we can't get the moonshine in Iowa, and he wants to know why.
Well, there's certain states where it can't be shipped into. Seton, did we know how many states can't get the tailgate moonshine?
I'd have to look it up.
Okay, but you might have to have somebody in another state that you know.
Or move.
Just to get the moonshine.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Okay. I never thought of that, but you're right. You could always move. Okay. This day in sports history, Paulie.
I like this one, Dan. 1943, the Green Bay Packers intercepted 9 passes in a win over the Detroit Lions.
How many passes were attempted? That's what I'd be curious about.
Okay, 28 pass attempts. They were 12. The three quarterbacks, they had a triumvirate of quarterbacks, the Lions. Your boy Frankie Sinwich was 12 for 26, 118, one touchdown, and it took 7 picks to get him pulled for Chuck Fennenbach and Tom Colella. They both threw picks.
Did Frankie Sinwich win a Heisman Trophy?
Oh, man.
I don't know. Maybe get some of our best people on that.
Checking.
Billy Martin punched a marshmallow salesman in a hotel bar in Minnesota.
Who hasn't
deserved it?
Wilt Chamberlain made his debut. Do you think Victor Wembanyama can come close to Wilt Chamberlain's numbers in his NBA debut? He had 43 points and 28 rebounds. Let's go around the room what we learned on this program. Todd, I'm going to start with you. What did you learn, tough guy?
Between the Rangers and Vikings, we may be in the middle of a Creed renaissance right now.
Oh, yeah, great. Seton O'Connor.
I learned the good people of Iowa should contact their local reps and change some laws.
Marvin?
Swagoo is coming to meet Friday soon.
Yes, he should. Paulie?
Apologies to the Sinkwich family.
What We Learned brought to you by Breeders' Cup World Championship. That's November 3rd and 4th. The world's best are headed to Santa Anita. The countdown begins now. Get tickets today, breederscup.com. You can order the tailgate moonshine. Just go to danpatrick.com. Thanks for joining us. Our pleasure to serve you. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Dan Patrick Show.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money in markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.